This is Akashvani, the news read by Anita Anand. In view of the rapidly evolving situation in Iran, the Ministry of External Affairs has advised Indian nationals to stay put in shelter and avoid movement. It said any travel within Iran or border crossings should be done only in close coordination with the Indian Embassy in Tehran and with explicit guidance. The Indian Embassy in Tehran has urged citizens to remain where they are for the next 48 hours, avoid electric and military installations, stay off upper floors of the multi-storied buildings, and coordinate any highway movement strictly with the embassy. Those in embassy-hired hotels should stay indoors and maintain regular contact with on-site embassy teams. They are also advised to monitor official updates closely. The embassy can be contacted at 9891281091159, 9891281091009, and 9891281091002, and also 9899321793 59, or via email at cons.iran@mea.gov.in. Tensions across West Asia have risen sharply as Israel has intensified strikes on Iran. U.S. President Donald Trump has warned that Iran's power plants and bridges could be destroyed if Iran does not reopen the Strait of Hormuz and agree to a new deal. The warning comes after U.S.-Israeli airstrikes hit two bridges, a train station, and a Khorramabad International Airport in western Iran. Iranian officials have urged civilians, especially young people, to form human chains to protect power plants. Iran's president, Masoud Pezeshkian, said 14 million people, including himself, have volunteered to defend the country. Iran has fired on Israel and Saudi Arabia, prompting the temporary closure of a major bridge, raising fears of wider economic fallout. Officials involved in diplomatic efforts say talks are ongoing, but Iran has rejected the latest U.S. proposal. The government has decided to double the daily allocation of 5 kilogram free trade LPG cylinders available for distribution to migrant laborers across states. Addressing the interministerial briefing on recent developments in West Asia and New Delhi yesterday, Joint Secretary in the Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas, Sujata Sharma, said the average daily sale of 5 kilogram cylinders has increased to around 1 lakh cylinders in a day from around 77,000 cylinders in February. The Joint Secretary added that the supply of petrol, diesel, LPG and PNGs remains normal across the country and no dry outs have been reported at any LPG distributorships. She highlighted that all petrol pumps are operating normally with adequate availability of petrol and diesel and no shortages have been reported. The campaigning for assembly elections in Assam, Kerala and Puducherry has ended yesterday after days of hectic political activity. Polling for all 126 assembly constituencies of Assam, 114 Kerala and 30 seats in Puducherry will be held in a single phase on 9th of April. In the final hours, top leaders from various political parties made concerted efforts to connect with voters and strengthen their support base across these regions. Senior BJP leader Amit Shah led the campaign for party in the three districts of Barak Valley. Our Puducherry correspondent reports on the last day of campaigning yesterday, several national and state-level leaders participated in campaign events. A 9-judge constitution bench of the Supreme Court yesterday commenced hearing petitions concerning alleged discrimination against women at religious places, including the Sabarimala temple and the scope of religious freedom across faiths. Ahead of the hearing, the centre submitted written arguments urging the apex court to uphold restrictions on the entry of women of menstruating age into Sabarimala temple. In the IPL cricket match, Mumbai Indians won the toss and opted to bowl first against Rajasthan Royals at the Baraspara Cricket Stadium in Guwahati. The match was delayed due to wet outfield. It is now 11 overs game due to rains. IR set the target of 151 runs for MI. The MI were 93 for 5 in 7.4 overs when the reports last came in. And that is the end of this news bulletin.